You're on Waiheke Radio, and this is Island Life, talking to people around the island, brought to you by the Island Shop in Ocean View Road in Onerau, with all sorts of great stuff in the shop, gifts, vintage clothing, and wonderful things. With me in the studio right now, I've got Laura from Number 7 Belgium Street. How are you, Laura?
Good morning, Matthew. I'm good, thank you.
That's good. Now, I've actually been on the island for 16 years, and I've been watching Number 7 Belgium Street. It started off as a car yard back in 1994, I remember. Then it became some sort of health centre, and then all sorts of great and weird and wacky things started happening. And I believe that you've had something to do with that.
Yes, we bought the property 2.5 years ago, and it's been through a few changes. Had a few murals up there, people might have noticed driving past.
Hard to miss,
yep. And we've been running a farmer's market on the site the last few months, 4 months, I believe.
Now, farmer's market, that's not necessarily people coming in from farming areas from around the world. That's actually all sorts of local produce, is it?
It's a food-only market.
Right.
And it's local produce that could be fresh vegetables and fruits, as well as preserves and bread. We've now got sheep's cheese and local lamb as well.
So it's all local, all in season at the farmers market.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, when's the farmers market going to be going? Because I believe it's not been happening for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, the last few weeks we put it on hold. We didn't operate on Anzac Day and the last two Sundays as well. That is due to a number of reasons, all sorts of factors, but mainly we've decided to open the farmers market again when the rest of the building and site is finished, and we're looking to open 6th of June, which is only 2 weeks away, so not far.
So big grand reopening for the holiday weekend.
Yeah, that's the one.
With the farmers market. What time do you start there on a Sunday?
We're starting at 10 o'clock on a Sunday, and the farmers market in the winter, we're going to run till 12 p.m.
Okay, so 10 till 12 on a Sunday, and you're going to run that regularly every Sunday?
Yeah, every Sunday. And inside the shop, we've got a Planet Kitchen leasing the space, and we're going to be running Whole Food takeaways, and that you'll see there kebabs and organic juices and smoothies, food to take home and eat for your dinner, that kind of thing.
Crikey, is that going to be open all through the week?
That's going to be open 5 days a week in winter, yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So hot food to take away?
Yeah. Late night kebabs as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
But, it's just around the corner from the pub, actually. So, yes, the kebab on the way home of legend. Well, that sounds interesting. So you have the farmer's market on Sunday. You'll have the takeaways going all week long. Anything else?
Yeah, we're going to have, hopefully, Friday, Saturday evenings, we're going to be running events. We're going to be doing events like dinner and a movie.
Oh, yeah.
In the backyard, yep. And
an outdoor movie.
Outdoor movies,
that'll
yeah.
be a bit weather dependent, won't
well,
it?
Well, we got the big Moroccan tent.
Oh, I see. So rain or shine. The outdoor movie will happen.
That's the one.
What sort of movies you got lined up?
All sorts. There'll be environmental films, there'll be comedies, there'll be, you know.
And
real
so
mix.
Not your usual run of the mill like you might see at the movie theatre or the DVD shop. There'll be unusual and interesting
movies. All sorts of ones, yeah.
Well, that sounds like a really happening place, actually. Anything else apart?
We're going to be doing sit-down themed banquets as well, and we're going to be doing tapas nights.
Themed banquets, we're all going to dress up like Henry VIII and have boar on the spit, that sort of thing.
Well, we had a 5-course Moroccan banquet, which was a great success. We had beautiful fire dancing belly dancers and drumming, and that was fantastic. So it's just, you know, it's going to be a real collective space. We've also got, we're going to have an eco-living reference library, a community notice board, a kiddies corner, and free wireless internet.
Oh, that sounds good.
Always a bonus.
Yes, indeed. And, of course, people will be able to listen to Waiheke Radio
Absolutely.
Streaming through there.
Yeah, that's the one. And we're also going to be having all of our Moroccan artisanate for sale. So the furnishings will be for sale.
Crikey.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is it you or somebody else that imports this stuff from Morocco?
It's us, right. Yeah.
And is there a big deal involved with bringing, I mean, because it's quite a long way away, Morocco.
It is quite a long way, and it is, you know, it does take quite a bit of effort.
I had a friend once who brought back a camel skin drum from Egypt, and the quarantine stuff.
Oh, yeah, you have to go through MAF and all that.
They spray it all with diddly diddly hydroxide and that sort of thing. And, but that stuff is all through, all cleared, and it's all authentic Moroccan.
Yeah, we've got some stock left from our last shipment, but we're going to go again in September.
Crikey.
Yeah.
And unusual sort of items, not usual run-of-the-mill sort of furniture and artefacts.
You'll see on the shop, you know, you can't miss the big 3-metre Moroccan doors.
Yeah, well, that's true.
The colourful painted doors, yeah, they're from Morocco.
And how do they shape up in our somewhat damper climate here?
Well, I think we're going to have to put a bit of a shade sail or something just to give it a bit of extra protection.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I believe it. I mean, Morocco's not all desert. There's quite a lot of temperate areas
and snow,
up in the mountain.
Yeah. Lots of snow.
We're certainly looking forward to a wet winter here to recharge our aquifers. So.
Yeah, we are.
And so that will be, there'll be something happening there, but basically every day of the week.
Yeah, pretty much, and especially in the summer, we'll be pumping it. Yeah, just keeping it busy.
Right, and not just in the house, but you've got the yard out the back.
Yeah, we've got a big space out the back. We've just levelled it actually, so it's a nice flat area for the. So the farmers' market is going to move back out to the lawn area in the summer, but for the winter, we're just going to keep it up close to the shop and around the deck area.
Yeah, well, of course, any building work in wintertime on Waiheke, the three letters MUD come to mind.
Yeah, that's it.
And so it'll be a little bit of gumboot area, or have you got it all?
Well, it's pretty good now.
Oh, that's good.
It's had fair few tons of gravel in there.
Well, it sounds like you're covering every angle. Is there anything else our listeners need to know about what's happening at number 7 Belgian Street?
We're doing our best to open 2 weeks tomorrow, which is the 6th of June. So keep your eyes on the store and be first in the door for half price drinks on the first day of service.
Oh, crikey.
Yep.
So that's all going to be...
And a few other giveaways, we'll just, welcome people and celebrate the fact that we're open. Can't wait.
Excellent. Well, that's Laura from number 7 Belgium Street. Thanks very much for coming in there.
I wish
you every success with your various endeavours there.
Thank you.
It's certainly going to be a happening place. Yeah.